Tim and Chad go to the Ann Arbor Apple Store without me.
And we're back talking Macs, another smack on My Mac Podcast 141.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast.
And Guy was saying, Chad Perry and I being Tim Robertson, went up to the Apple Store in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 2 weeks ago now?
Yep. Brand new Apple Store over in the mall there, and I can't remember what the name of the mall is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're in Ann Arbor, you know which one we're talking about, because it's the only Apple Store in Ann Arbor. So.
Yep.
So now we have, what, 4 Apple Stores? 2 in Detroit, 1 in Ann Arbor, and 1 in
Grand Rapids.
Yep. We've been to half of them.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how has the Mac been treating you? What's going on with you, Guy?
Oh, everything has been okay. Haven't made any significant purchases lately. I did get, I remember the last time we were talking, I was saying that I'd gotten a FedEx notice, and yes, it did turn out to be my iWork and iLife discs. So they're all installed now, and like most people, I am not at all happy with iMovie 08.
No, I got a few emails from a couple listeners after our last show. We took a week off.
Mm-hmm.
So in episode 140, before I'd had a chance to play with iMovie 08, I kind of... You might want to kill that fan, Chad. I think it's a little loud.
Okay.
I got to play with it now. Like you, Guy, I actually bought a copy of it, and so did Chad. We've got it installed, and we've been playing with it for about 2 weeks now. And I have to say, I think I was completely justified in everything I said about iMovie. In fact, if anything, it's worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Well, the only saving grace about it is probably that, unlike previous installs of iLife, they didn't wipe out your previous version of iMovie.
So, yeah, and for good reason.
Yeah. Right. Well, they probably knew that with such a radical change in the interface, that there were going to be a lot of people who weren't very happy about it.
Well, it's not just a radical change in the interface. It's
everything
is different.
Entire design.
Yeah, they took away functionality, maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to, I don't know, Twit or MacBreak Weekly, and a couple of them were actually saying, oh, this is the best version ever. And I'm sitting there listening to it thinking, you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about. Have you never used iMovie before?
I doubt that they're using iMovie to create any stuff Twit Network.
Right, and I think it was Scott Bourne who was very up for it. He was like, this is great. This is the best version of iMovie ever. And they acted like the scrub feature was something great. I'm sitting here thinking, I could scrub just fine in the old one. I don't get why Apple completely rewrote iMovie and took out 90% of the functionality that the program needed to make it worthwhile. It's horrible now.
Well, not being a heavy iMovie user, if at all, is this something that you guys think people will warm up to?
Okay.
First time users, I don't think will really care because, you know, they haven't used it before. But for people that have been with iMovie since the late 90s, like I have, and have seen it go from, you know, a barely usable product
The first iMovie was better than this iMovie.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But the first iMovie certainly had, and you know, we're talking OS 9 days, so you know, you're talking system crashes at any particular given time. Chances are you were having, you know, it was basically taking over your machine. You couldn't really do anything else other than iMovie while it was running. And little by little, as the machines became more powerful, they added more and more features to it. And if you look at iMovie 06, I mean, other than just my only complaint about iMovie all along has been the single video track.
But that's for more of a power user that's going to be using Final Cut Pro anyways. Well, so I never had a problem with that. But I do have a problem with taking functionality away from users. That I've never seen Apple do this before. this is the first time that I could remember Apple taking a very good product
and dumbing it down to almost uselessness.
Yes, exactly. And it is completely useless to me.
But we're not the typical probably user that.
Well, this program using iMovie on Power Mac G5, 2.5 gigahertz machine, dual processor with 4 gigs of RAM. I dropped in 4 video files that I had just ripped from a DVD. Now, before anybody thinks, ooh, piracy. Mm-hmm. No, this is the Mac mod video.
Yeah.
So this is my video. There's no...
Jim Robertson owns it.
I ripped it using Handbrake.
Or does he?
At a high resolution. And I simply dropped him on the new iMovie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking forever. And it kept going up in time. When I finally force quit the program, it said it was going to take 971 hours.
For what? Wow. 5 to 10 minutes of video per?
No, it was almost an hour. No, it was about an hour worth of video. Then I opened up iMovie 6, dropped it on there. Within 10 minutes, it was done importing. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to convert those programs using Visual Hub as a DV file and drop that onto the new iMovie and see if it performs better.
What
was the original format? M4A, which iMovie supports.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't have been an issue.
Now there has been an update to iMovie.
Yep, and the update's already been installed. Okay. 7 or 8.01 or whatever right. It is. So that wasn't it. Obviously, wasn't that because I'm running the most current version. But I have to say, I'm very disappointed with it so far. The reason I was trying to import these videos is Chad and I were talking about it that it'd probably be a nice idea to get our Mac Mod videos up on YouTube on the My Mac channel up there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
For those who want to see that, just do a search for My Mac Pro, one word, MyMacPro, My Mac Pro.
You won't see any of my videos on there, but
no, but you can. Same. We can if you want to put them up there.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I wanted to see how that directly publishing it to YouTube worked. You know, because that's mm-hmm. something that I actually am interested in.
Right.
And I don't have to do any editing for these videos. They're already edited. I just wanted to drop the video in there and click the publish to YouTube.
Now, were any of those from the last Macworld?
No. This is all the Mac mod stuff.
Oh, that's right, because the Macworld stuff was already there.
Yeah, it's already there.
Right.
I would and even that, though, the quality up on YouTube is pretty bad. Because of the going from a MOV file to Flash and the way they encoded it back then, it doesn't look that good on YouTube.
Well, now aren't they also reconverting it to?
Yeah, but they haven't done any of our videos yet. No,
but it's not going to make it any better. I mean, if you can't take something that looks like crap and make it look better.
No, they can take it. They still have the original files, and what they're converting is the files that people originally uploaded, not the post files that's already on YouTube. If they went and reconverted those, yeah, they would look a lot better. Chad's email program is still running.
Oh, look,
it's
saying, introducing iWork OA, enjoy the way you work. It's something from Apple. I got an email from Apple.
Yay. You're so lucky.
I got an email from Apple.
I am very curious to see how these videos turn out once they're up on YouTube, coming from iMovie 08.
Yeah.
If it has any redeeming value to me, that's where it will be. Let's move on. So you've got it now, Guy.
Yes.
The other application that I've spent a lot of time with, I haven't played with iWeb yet. Have you had a chance to play with that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, well, I mean, you guys know about the site that I did before that, you know,
yep.
Obviously.
Yeah, MacParrot.
Yeah, MacParrot.com. And I had a lot of complaints about the first version of iWeb, mostly just based on trying to make it look like something other than an iWeb site. And some of those difficulties have gone away, not all of them. It's got some very, very nice features that it didn't have before. For example, being able to very easily add Google AdSense ads or basically, you know, just any HTML in a little box, and I mean that was just impossible to do before without
a little web snippet things.
Yeah, yeah. You really, really had to run through some major hoops to do it before, and typically you had to do it outside of the iWeb interface.
Oh, Guy, before we move on, I did want to say...
Yes?
Talking about MacParrot.com.
Right.
There are people in the world with epilepsy. And your logo... Enough said. Anyways, go on.
Yeah. If you're curious to find out if you have any kind of epilepsy...
This is a good test.
Right now... Stare at the logo for about 15 seconds. If you fall out of your chair, please go see a doctor immediately.
Yeah, if you have a seizure, then you're in trouble. Otherwise, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, the iWeb.
Yeah, so you can easily add, you know, some little HTML boxes to do little kind of cool things. They've also made some changes in the way that you do links, because before... You'd highlight a word or you'd highlight a graphic or something along those lines, and then you had a choice of either having it link to one of the pages within your site or to a page on it. They had things along those lines. But you didn't really have any choice over the way the link looked. You know, you had their standard: when the mouse rolls over it, it turns red, and once you've clicked on it, it's gray, and, you know, before that, it's blue, and that was really the only choice you had. Well, now they have a little submenu where you can change any of those colors, which was really, really handy for me because I like doing a custom navigation layout over on the left-hand side of the page instead of using Apple's across the top of the page for every single template they've ever made for iWeb. And it just looks a lot better.
Well, I have to say, though, that the HTML that iWeb is producing is really, though, honestly, some sloppy.
Oh, very, work. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they also, if you print to a folder, you know, you're not going to upload it to .Mac. You're going to have it output as a completely separate site to a folder that's on your Mac, and then you can use an FTP program or whatever to, you know, put it someplace else. But for every single page, any common graphic items that you have on every single page gets reproduced.
Oh, that's yeah. Not
right.
Good.
Now,
so it's horrible with site management, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. And
that's
one
good
thing,
to know.
I'm hoping that the next version will finally have something that most decent, even the low end, what you see is what you get, web creation programs have, which is a master page, so that you can put all of the stuff on this page that you want to have throughout the whole rest of the site. And that not only will that make it easier to manage the way your site's going to look, you're not having to recreate, you know, every single image for every single page, which is a major pain in the neck, but it'll also mean that when people come to your site, when they go from one page to another, that it's not just going to reload all those same graphics all over again. It'll have them in your cache and, you know, just whoop, they're already there.
I'm being hypnotized, Chad. Could you close that logo for me? I feel like I'm getting sleepier.
Oh, you have it up right now?
And I've got this strange urge to send Guy Searle money. I don't know why.
MacBook Pro. Send Guy MacBook Pro.
The other program that I've spent, I wrote a feature article on at mymac.com, was iPhoto. And I know Chad's been playing with iPhoto. And
yeah.
I have to say, I've been an iPhoto user since the very first version. Mm-hmm. And I've moved up with every single version. And every new version that would come out of iPhoto, I thought, well, it's definitely better than the last one.
It's an incremental improvement. Yeah.
Yeah. This version, however,
is a huge leap.
I'm super impressed with the new iPhoto.
Yeah.
To me, it's worth the price of admission alone, just that application.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, I can't even remember now, a couple, 6,000 photos or so in my iPhoto library. And when I first launched the new iPhoto, it made up like 300 events.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what it's called? Events.
Yeah, events.
Yeah. I said that and it just didn't sound right to me. I don't know why. And it did a pretty good job of putting photos in the right events.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously had to go in there and correct it. A lot of events were merged, so I had to separate them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them three or four times. And that was fine. But mm-hmm. this was the very and this is really rare for me, this was the first version of iPhoto that actually made me want to, that's the key word, want to go in and organize my photos.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the first time I've ever done it. I've tried to keep photo albums, you know, on the left-hand side of iPhoto and dragging them over and creating new albums. I've tried that in the past, and it just it felt clunky to me, but I couldn't think of any better way to organize them.
Mm-hmm.
Events, and Apple so got this right,
yeah,
is exactly what I've been wanting without knowing that I was wanting it, mm-hmm. which is Apple's strong suit.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, we're talking about iWeb or iMovie. it just works.
Yeah.
What did you think, Chad?
I felt the exact same way. As soon as we loaded it on, because you came to my house first, and we put it on my computer first in the G5, and, you know, at first I just kind of said, okay, it's organizing events, that's kind of cool. We looked at it a little bit. But then I actually said, you know, I'm going to actually sit down and mess with this some more. So I had the Tigers game on up in my office, and I sat there and totally organized my photo library in probably about an hour.
You know, Chad and I were talking on the phone last night, and it's the first time we've talked really since we went up to the Apple store, and I was asking him about iPhoto, and Chad said something that was amazing to me. He's actually considering getting a dot Mac account.
Because the last time I got one was when I got my G4, and that was when it was free.
And it wasn't even called dot Mac.
Yeah,
Boy, I can't remember what it was now. What was it called, Guy? Do you remember?
The original iPhoto?
iDisk.
iDisk.
iTools.
iTools, that's mm-hmm. right, yes. And it was the iDisk that was on your desktop.
Right.
And it was free, you're right.
Yep.
I actually published from iPhoto some of the new web galleries that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. They look great. Mm-hmm. They really do. I'm thinking about doing one for the MyMac staff
mm-hmm.
and the MyMac staff or the MyMac readers.
Yeah.
And allow anybody to put their own photos in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be kind of neat.
Yeah, it would be cool.
And if you subscribe to the RSS feed of that, those photos will actually download into your iPhoto, which is just cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just photos up on a website that you can go look at. Boom, it comes right down to you.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed with iPhoto. What about you, Guy?
I'm still trying to get used to it, to the idea of events, and it's going to take me, because, I mean, the problem is I've got so many one-offs into iPhoto, downloading stuff from, you know, from various sources, and everything. Stop it. Stop it. But every single one of those.
What websites are you going to downloading these photos now?
www.naked. No, look, that's not the point here. Not the point.
So, I got to have just the right categories for this. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for that, but I am in the mood for this.
I'm always in the mood for a one-off, though.
Oh, that's just not nice. One-off.
So go on.
Well,
what are you doing with them? Are you trying to create a separate events folder for them? Or?
It's all just completely blown away.
No.
What I basically have to do is look at you know the 10,000 little events that it's made and start moving stuff around. And then once I kind of have them, you know, better separated, I'll go ahead and you know, start naming them and trying to make sense of it all. I probably only have a couple of thousand photos in my own, but so many of them are in just, you know, single photos in an event that it's going to take a while to do that.
Yeah, and actually I was fairly lucky because most of the photos we have get downloaded by my wife. So they're in her version, her iPhoto on her account. Which is fine, and I don't know if she's actually played with it yet with the events. I haven't really talked to her about it. I liked it because most of the stuff that I've downloaded is fairly event-driven. I mean, it's basically, here's what we did for vacation this year, here's what we did for vacation this year, here's, you know, Labor Day with the family, here's my niece's wedding. And
right.
So I did a pretty good job looking at those dates and pulling those things together and creating one event for it.
And it was using the previous albums to create events from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Once you wrap your head around the events, which I think is a much better metaphor
than albums.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We're used to albums because that's kind of what we use in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
We don't live our lives by albums. We mm-hmm. live them by events.
Yep.
I think Apple got it 100% right in this case. It's It's just really good.
Mm-hmm.
I can see some room for improvement. We'll save that for another show. But all in all, I'm very pleased with iPhoto.
Yep.
So, what else? You said you got iLife as well.
iWork.
Yeah. I picked up iWork as well.
Played with that much?
I've played around with Pages a little bit, and it's got some incremental improvements. I'm really, really pleased with Keynote. One of the kind of neat new features of Keynote is that you can actually do voiceovers and attach them to your slides. So in essence, you could create an entire presentation, voice included, email it to a client, they could show it, and you wouldn't even have to be there.
So Keyword is the new iMovie?
In a way, I suppose you could look at it that way, and if you were really, really twisted.
I still haven't launched iDVD, the new version.
No, I haven't.
I think there's some new themes in there or something. I think that's what they said.
I think that's pretty much it.
I need to start playing with that. One of the things that I said on a few episodes ago, it might have even been the last episode, I forget now, was that one of the faults of iDVD was not being able to create photo albums, slideshows in there for more than 99 pictures.
Yeah,
right.
We actually got some listener feedback, so let's play that right now.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, this is Steve in Minneapolis. Just listening to the last show and hearing you talk about the inability to do more than, 30 photos or 100 photos or something in iDVD. There's already a way to do that. You create your slideshow. I've been using this in iLife 06 for a while. Create your slideshow in iPhoto and, set up all your music from iTunes and blah, blah, blah. And then in one of the drop-downs, I don't have my computer with me at the moment. Sorry, I don't know which drop-down. It says send to iDVD or iDVD or something along those lines. And you send it over there, pick out your theme. You can even use, Magic DVD to just have it pick a theme for you and set it right up. And then spend the next 4 hours waiting while it, compresses and prepares your DVD. And I just created a 700 photo slideshow that I sent to some friends in Sweden, and it does also create PAL DVDs, pardon me, and worked like a charm. I mean, hope this works out for you. There you go. Great show. Thanks. I listen every time you're up. Have a good one.
And thanks very much, Steve. This is actually take two. We already recorded about 10 minutes after that, playing that sound file from Steve, but we lost power here because we're getting hit by a major storm here in West Michigan, so we're going to skip the news this week, but we do want to talk about a couple more things before we're out of here. Steve, okay. Thank you very much for the information. I really appreciate it. I'm going to check it out myself.
And if anyone else wants to leave us any tips, tricks, any questions for myself or Guy or Tim, they can call us on our Skype line at 1-801-938-5559.
So
make sure that Tim and Chad have power before you call.
Yeah. Please. So Chad and I were up in the
Ann Arbor.
I said up. It's really over, I suppose. Over at the Ann Arbor Apple store. We're looking at the new iMacs. I'm really impressed.
Absolutely.
They're awesome. Yep. I want one. I'm seriously thinking about selling that G5 I was just talking about, mm-hmm. dual processor, 2.5 gigahertz, 4 gigs of RAM. Mm-hmm. If I can get enough out of that to get a 24-inch iMac, it's kind of a step down as far as power, but
right.
I want one of those iMacs now.
And you have a MacBook Pro, right?
I do have a MacBook Pro, yes.
Okay, so you do have an Intel Mac.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
But I want the iMac. So if there's any listeners out there that would rather a tricked out, very powerful G5, 2.5 gigahertz, simply buy a 24-inch iMac, and we'll do a swap.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm not. So Chad and I were also looking at the Apple TV, mm-hmm. and I have to say I'm not as impressive as I thought I would be.
No, and we actually did do a little flipping around and played a couple different videos and found that really...
They looked like crap to me.
Yeah, we were looking at a Sony 30-inch monitor.
And it's not a monitor, a television.
Television, high def
plasma TV.
And
with Apple Store purchased video.
And there was noticeable pixelation in that Apple TV.
It didn't look as good as standard definition television as far as I was concerned.
No.
And it completely made me not want to buy an Apple TV because I watched that and I went, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need it and I don't want that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so impressed.
No.
Really not so impressed. Have you had a chance to play with an Apple TV yet, Guy?
No, I haven't. I haven't been over to an Apple store where it's been set up with a TV set. So I haven't really had a chance to use it at all. Now the there's like five stores here in my local area, but the one I usually end up going to is over in the Clarendon, Virginia area. Maybe one of the other ones has it.
Check it out. I don't think you're going to be as impressive as you think you might have been.
Well, it's not something I had really, you know, wanted or needed in the first place, because other than some live sports events and one or two programs, you know, here and there, and typically they're syndicated programs, there's not a whole lot of TV that I go out of my way to watch anyway.
Well, I wanted one more or less to get more video podcast. I don't enjoy sitting in front of the monitor watching the video podcast as much as I would sitting in front of my couch watching it. Well,
right.
Sitting on the couch in front of the television.
In front of the couch just doesn't make any sense.
No. I think I'm going to hold off for now. Unless I can get one at a really good price, I'm just going to hold off. The other thing that Chad and I were looking at was
the iPhone, which neither of us had ever seen or touched in real life.
Well, no, I've seen one in real life. I saw it at Macworld Expo. Guy and I got to.
Did you get to touch it?
Well, I got to touch the glass it was in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and 100,000 other people.
So what did you think, Chad?
I was very impressed that it worked exactly like they showed on TV.
Yeah? Did you want one?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you got to play with one yet, Guy?
I got to play with one that was somewhat crippled over at an AT&T store.
Yeah.
They didn't really have it set up to do anything.
They did at the Apple store, other than making a telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've got Chad's cell phone here.
Right.
And the difference is just... It's just amazing. I mean... what do you think, Chad? I mean, compare this.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Compare?
So I'm pulling out my iPhone.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Chad Perry's calling. Notice the ringtone?
Yeah, sweet.
What have you got for a ringtone?
It's
our theme.
It's got my picture on it.
It was our theme.
That took of me and Nemo.
Yeah. So I do have an iPhone.
Yeah.
There it is. You knew that, though, didn't you?
I had a sneaking suspicion.
Yeah.
I heard that someplace.
Yeah. I'm not very good at keeping secrets. honestly, after playing with the iPhone at the Apple store, I was already impressed, but, man, I just couldn't get it out of my head how good it was. And it took me about a week to convince my wife.
That's all you could hold out?
Well, there was a couple mitigating factors. Number one, we were on a plan with Altel, my previous carrier, for 1,500 minutes a month. And that was between the two of both of our phones. It was shared minutes. 1,500 minutes a month. They switched plans on me and dropped me down to 1,000 minutes a month without notifying me.
Mm.
And then told me when I confronted them with it, oh, no, you made that change like 2 years ago. And I said, really? You're telling me that I went from a plan with $1,500 minutes a month for basically $80 a month to one that costs exactly the same, but with
less minutes.
A third less minutes, 1,000 minutes. Well, that's what our records indicate. I said, well, your records are wrong. I want my 1,500.
Come and get your love, baby.
Yeah. They said, well, we don't offer that plan anymore.
Yeah.
I said, I know, you guys would contact... Well, they contacted me a whole bunch wanting me to switch plans because they really didn't want me on that plan anymore.
Sure.
So that really kind of hacked me off. So with the iPhone plan that we got at AT&T, we got 1,400 minutes a month. I got a phone. My wife got a phone, not an Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
And Brittany, our 12-year-old, got a phone because she had one of the prepay ones.
Sure.
And we kept getting ripped off. What happens is, number one, you don't get to pick your number with the prepaid, with this track phone thing that she had. And her phone number that it gave us was like in Arizona. So none of her little friends could call her from their home phone number because it's a long-distance phone call.
Right. It's like, you live in Michigan.
And they gave us a phone number.
Daughter has a phone
with an Arizona
number. And it has Arizona area code.
And they wouldn't give us an area code in our area.
So, you know, the only local calls she could get were from John Farr.
Yeah.
And John Nemo and Artie. Yeah. So
wouldn't the easier solution would have been just to have her move to Arizona?
Yeah, that's we thought about it, but you know, it was just a track phone. Oh. And the other thing is, if you don't use your minutes in a prescribed amount of time, they will steal your minutes away from you, cancel your phone, you have to buy more prepaid minutes, and you'll get a different phone number. Well, this has happened twice now, and I was like, we're wasting our money.
Right.
So adding three phones onto this 1,400 minutes a month with AT&T costs like $20 more.
Well, now, does that include like all the data minutes and everything?
Yes,
also?
The data is unlimited data. I only get 200 text messages a month, but I'm not a text messaging kind of person anyways.
So you're not going to get a 300-page phone bill for the 30,000 text messages you did
your phone bill down to about 300 to 400
pages. Well, that's one of the things that we were talking about, like my home screen. It's the family.
Yeah.
I did hack the iPhone. That's how come you're hearing the theme.
Yeah.
You can't just add ringtones to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hack it a little bit to do that. And that's, you know... I'm thinking, guys, right here. I'm going to go into guys, and I'm going to assign a ringtone to guy.
Oh,
I was thinking maybe this one. No. We could do the something like this. That's the one that Steve Jobs kind of showed on the expo. But I was thinking. Taking guys, and I don't mean something like this, because I'm not saying guy's old or anything. Taking his personality in mind.
Yeah.
Now you're scaring me.
I thought something like this.
Are you raging? I can't hear you.
Guy Searle. And of course, I have our theme on there.
Yeah.
No, and the problem is I can't get it to start playing.
Use the ringtone that I use.
Uh-oh. I'm kind of scared to ask.
Age appropriate. Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
There you go. That would be a good one. Really impressed with the iPhone. It's by far the best phone I've ever had. And I don't say that because it's an Apple product. I'm saying that because it's just awesome. I do have the Bluetooth headset as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm in love with the... it feels like I've got half a headphone in. And it sounds good, and it's got good... range and all that, and anybody I'm talking to don't realize I'm even using it, but it's not sold on the idea of this little... I'll use it in the car, but I think that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was using it today, going down the elevator, and the iPhone was in my pocket, and it's a very small Bluetooth headset. It's very tiny. And the guy next to me had no idea that I was talking to someone on the phone, and he kept giving me these weird looks because I'm just having the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to me once in a oddly enough in a public restroom. Some guy was on his cell phone while he was in the stall next to me, and it was like, "Are you talking to me? What the hell are you saying?"
Yeah, it's weird. So, yep, I got an iPhone. I don't regret it. I couldn't really afford it, but maybe I'll try to write it off as a tax write off.
There you go.
You do know that they have them up on the refurb store now.
Yeah, I don't want somebody else's that's been in their sweaty pocket and bleh.
Yeah, but even messing with the iPhone, doesn't it make you feel like you pinched something off Captain Picard in an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation?
I feel like I'm when I look at your cell phone or somebody else's, it literally feels like I came from the future.
Yeah.
To show the ignorant peasants what technology really is all about.
Buttons? You don't need no stinking buttons!
It's, the more I use it, the more I appreciate everything it can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a sucker. Apple got some more money from me.
Yeah.
And, but I couldn't be happier, though. I really like it.
They'll be getting more money from you every month.
Yeah, well, AT&T will.
AT&T is kicking some over.
That's what we hear, but nobody knows for sure. We're going to be doing some more video reviews. I'm going to review some iPod and iPhone accessories for the iPhone and iPod and other Mac gear. We're going to get a lot more into the video stuff than we have been lately. Chad and I started kind of getting into it a little bit, but...
Yeah, we just never stuck with it. That was the problem.
No, and I've got a different way of it that we're going to do them now, so... look for some more video reviews in the future, maybe even some regular video content, not just reviews. Something coming up real soon.
And it won't be done on iMovie 08.
No. I, you know what? I wish the iPhone had a video camera, though. That's the one thing I'm really missing. And I like the photos it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example, Chad. And the listeners at home are like, oh, thanks, because, you know.
Which
are
going to be helpful in listening to a podcast to see how
I know exactly how they feel.
And it just saw your router, by the way, and it asked to join. The somebody at where I'm at every day took a picture of me. It's not on here anymore. Oh well, I guess I can't show you after all.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with the quality. Of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting much. I'm going to take Chad's picture right here and give me your honest opinion, you sexy beast.
Thank you.
I took another picture.
Ow.
And you tell me what you think. I did take the picture. I don't know what happened. Oh, I moved it. Okay, here, we can try it again. Ready, Chad?
Ready.
Jay Giles, man.
All right. And Chad's going to look at this and tell me what you think of that picture quality.
Oh, that's nice.
And then look, I think it's pretty good.
It's 2 megapixel, but it's fine for a camcorder.
Yeah, I think it looks great.
Yeah, let me hold it up to the screen.
Yeah, let's show. Wait a minute. We can't show.
actually, what I can do.
Page.
Oh, you could send it to Guy.
I'm going to email this to Guy right now.
Okay.
So.
From your iPhone.
Which email address do you want me? Guy@mymac?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, and this is real time, everyone listening. GUY at, is it MyMac, MyMac?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the site.
Okay. .com. The little clicks you hear is me pushing the keyboard. Subject is Chad. C-H-A-D. And
it might go in my junk folder.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Let me... Nude Tim. All right, and then I hit send, and it's sending it right now. I'll hold up the iPhone so you can hear when it goes, shh, and it means it's gone. And you tell us what you think, Guy.
Okay.
I don't know if it's sent it yet. I think it's still sending. I'm not sure.
You join my network yet?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it did or not. That's kind of a good question. I think it sent it already, Guy. Have you got it?
Not yet.
Hmm.
Whoop. Got it.
Okay, you just got it. That fast.
Yeah.
Sending it from the iPhone. No, and actually, Chad, I don't necessarily have to join your network. It'll just do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an open network, not password protected,
right.
It just joins it.
Cool.
And using the iPhone, the Edge network is pretty slow, to be honest. Not
Chad
really
is almost as hairy as I am.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not bad.
And it was taken, you know, how long ago?
A minute?
Well, maybe 3 minutes ago. But look how quick you're getting it. Oh, see, I just got my hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's all... Here's one thing that I'm noticing about the iPhone when I start using the email client on here. There's absolutely no junk or spam protection at all on the iPhone.
Right.
Everything gets dumped into my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucks.
Right.
Apple's obviously counting on the fact that a lot of people will have server-side spam protection. But here's what I was mostly impressed. Oh, here's how you You can lovable singles, Chad, and we can just hit delete. Oh, watch what it does. It kind of sucks it right down.
Oh, sweet.
Isn't that kind of neat?
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. real opinion right there, folks. Oh, me like that.
Little trash can open up and eat garbage email.
I trashed it real good. This was the most impressive thing about the iPhone for me. I did buy it at the AT&T store, not an Apple store. Mm-hmm. I took it home, and I had to activate it from home via iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home, I plug it in. It took me 5 minutes to fill all the information out, transfer my phone number. Within 5 minutes after that, I could send and receive calls from it.
Mm.
I told it what photos to put on here, what music to put on here, because obviously it's only an 8-gig phone.
Right.
Right. So you just synced it right up with your computer.
I did nothing else but tell it what photos and what music to put on there. It did everything else. All my bookmarks from Safari is on the Safari. My email settings, which isn't a .Mac account, it's mm-hmm. the MyMac stuff.
Yeah.
It did all of that as well.
Mm.
And it did it seamlessly and without any interference from me. It just went and sucked all my MyMac.com email account information and put it on the iPhone.
You know what might be interesting would be if anyone out there that listens to this show that has an iPhone and uses Windows, if you could let us know what your experiences with it was.
That's a good idea, guy.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah, because the only people that I hear from are Mac users.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in that myself. I really like this ability, though, to take a picture and email it immediately. I don't know why that appeals to me, but it does. I could be anywhere as long as I'm connected.
There's other phones that can do that as well.
I know, but this is the iPhone.
Ah.
And it just works. Everything just works.
Relatively easy to navigate?
Oh, super simple. It really is.
That's the one complaint I've had about every single phone I've ever owned.
Here, Chad, you can play with it.
To get to anything other than the basic features, there's just nothing really there to guide you, to tell you which buttons to hit.
There's a button that says settings, and it's pretty self-explanatory what each thing is. I mean, the user interface on the iPhone is unlike any iPhone or any telephone I've ever used. It's just very intuitive. He's watching video, G4 TV stuff. Video quality, Chad?
Very, very nice.
Push that button so we don't have to listen to there you go. You got it. Where was that guy? It's just a great phone. It really is. I am totally hooked on the touch screen. I didn't know how good I would do with the typing. I'm really good at it. I was surprised.
I was actually pleasantly surprised, too, and I have big, fat sausage fingers, and I did not have a problem using the typing on the keyboard myself.
It was relatively painless, and the more I use it, the easier it gets.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something you can do with your thumb one-handed going down the road.
No. But if you're trying to do that anyways, you probably shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car to begin with.
Exactly.
and the other thing that I wanted to talk about right before we wrap it up here was Chad and I finally got to play with the new keyboard. A lot of people are talking about the new Apple keyboard that comes with the new iMacs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked it.
While you were there?
Yeah. In fact, I've got one at home now. I ordered the new Apple keyboard, the wired one, not the wireless. And that's what I'm using now. And I have to say, at first, it felt a little strange. And the throw of the keys isn't that... It's not very deep, if you know what I mean. But within 10 minutes, I was completely comfortable with it. The only problem that I'm having is that they move the eject key and the volume controls, you know, over in like the F10, F11, F9, those. They moved them over, so they're not where they're supposed to be on every Apple keyboard for the last 5 years. So when I go to eject a CD, I'm over there hitting F15 or F16 rather than the eject key, and I'm like, ugh. And for some reason, the dashboard and what's the other one?
Oh, it's the...
Exposé?
Yeah, Exposé. Neither one of those keys are working on the G5. Everything else works, but those two keys don't. And there's a lot of discussion up on the Apple discussion boards about it. Mm-hmm. And I guess most Mac users that have an older Mac, it's not working. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously a bug because it should work just fine.
Sure.
A lot of people are quite upset.
Does it remap or does it work?
No, because it will only remap it as an F key. So you could tell it to, you know, okay, hit this F key, F3, and that's window shade. But then all the keys would be F keys rather than the function. So it's messed up. But they're going to have to come out with a fix for it. It'll be software, but they'll get it fixed. I'm quite sure. But so far, I'm impressed. And man, that thing, it's even more thin, Chad, than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the Apple store, you think, wow, that's pretty small. But then you get it at home where you're used to a keyboard. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you couldn't use it with your drawer. You would have to literally put it up here on the desktop.
But
it's just too thin.
You know, it's such a nice looking keyboard.
You'd want to show it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is very sharp. It really is.
And the angle on it and the thinness of it, you really don't need to have necessarily a wrist rest, which is kind of nice.
Right, no, you don't.
Or you can just put it in your lap. It's comfortable enough to put it in your lap.
What?
Did you buy one while you were there, Chad?
No.
Well, we were going to, but they weren't selling the keyboards alone.
Yeah,
I had to order mine online.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, the Apple guy said, no, we don't sell them yet. I wish we did, because I'd be taking one home today myself. But I could buy it online, but I couldn't buy it at the Ann Arbor Apple Store.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I had called the Grand Rapids Apple Store beforehand, the day before that we actually went up, and I asked if they had the new keyboards in to buy, and he said yes. So I don't know if our local Apple Store didn't have one in Ann Arbor, but the Grand Rapids did, or the guy in Grand Rapids was assuming I meant, you know, the whole Macintosh, the iMac. I don't know, but I've got one now, and I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a little bit of money in the last week or so on Apple products.
Yeah.
Probably more than I've spent in the last year. Well, we're getting thunder here. We've already lost power once. We need to wrap up the show. Anything else you want to say for parting thoughts or ideas? Got it?
I'm pretty good.
Yes, you are, baby. So that's our show this week. We'd love to hear back from the listeners. Simply pick up a telephone and dial from your iPhone.
1-801-938-5559.
And we'll put you on the show. Make sure you check out mymac.com. We've got a lot of content. We've got a lot of new readers. We're always looking for new readers. So if you're a budding writer and you're always looking to get your stuff published and you're looking for a site to share your work with, hey, maybe mymac.com is the place to come. We're always in the market for new talent. We've got a lot of new writers.
How would they get a hold of you, then, if they want to talk to you via email?
Simply send an email to either tim@mymac.com or preferably publisher@mymac.com. Send me a submission and your ideas on what you'd like to write about. We'll see what we can do.
Yep.
And to prove that they'll let almost anyone write for them, I write for them.
I went after you, though, baby. So that's My Mac Podcast 141. We're out.
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jason Whitener from MacBookPodcast.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new MacBook Podcast, where I will discuss problems, tips, and news for Apple's MacBook. Email me at jason@macbookpodcast.com with any questions or problems of your own, and I will get them answered on a future episode of the podcast. Subscribe to my podcast by going to my website or by going to iTunes and searching for MacBook Podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.